Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Having a great visit with our good friend Bob Mateer, Dr. Robert Mateer, former member of the Fed, former president of the Dallas Federal Reserve Bank, former member of the Federal Open Market Committee. And as you know, the Fed is meeting today. The FOMC is meeting today and yesterday. Today's one of their two-day meetings. And they'll be making an announcement about what they're going to do. And there's some... You know, I'm going to ask Bob Mateer in a second about, you know, if this is the most momentous meeting that we've had in a long time. Bob, what do you think?
I think it is, but it probably shouldn't be.
Yeah.
It is because all this hype over QE2 makes it sound
Not the ship, folks, not the queen, but the quantitative easing. Tell us what that is.
Jim, that's exactly the problem. It's the ship analogy that is the problem. QE is quantitative easing, and 2 comes in there because they had a large round of it before, and it sort of came to an end, and now they're discussing whether to do some more. But the image of the cruise ship, the huge ocean liner, QE2, has caused people to think of this as a really, really big deal, and it ought to be considered routine. People say that, well, the Fed's going to print more money, and it's going to cause inflation to explode, and it's going to cause the dollar to go into a deep dive. Well, those things may happen if the Fed overdoes it, but an opposite set of things could happen if the Fed underdoes it. And the Fed, normally, with monetary policy, goes into the market and buys and sells government securities, and they don't call it quantitative easing.
Yeah.
They're only calling it that now.
But their balance sheet has become...
because interest rates are so low, and they think that's all that's left, and it's a real big deal.
But the Fed's balance sheet has grown significantly, and now they're talking about maybe another $500 billion more of liquefying the economy, if I'm correct in saying it that way. And Bob, we did this in the 90s. We did this in the early part of the last decade of this century, and it created some problems, and did it, didn't it? I mean, that's one of the reasons why we had this financial crisis. Am I correct?
Yeah, I'd put it way down there. I don't think that people made those awful subprime loans and then securitized them and sell them all over the world. I don't think they did that because monetary policy was...
You don't think products chased money availability?
Well, people want to make money, and they were stretching for yield and so forth. But I just don't think that... I think the primary cause of the crisis was subprime securities and their securities,
yeah.
Their subprime mortgage loans and their
right.
securitization.
Well,
now, there are a lot of things that made the crisis worse than it would have been, and you can argue that the Fed's monetary policy in 2002 and 2003 may have contributed to rising house prices, but don't forget that we were about to slip back into recession during
right.
that time, and
right.
prices were coming down, so there was a reason that monetary policy was easy during that time.
Well, there's another point. See, and I don't think there's an inflation problem as much anymore, because we've already had this experience. Hasn't globalization with the money, you know, with increasing the money supply, and yet we haven't had an inflation problem in two generations. So my question is, hasn't globalization neutralized the inflation scare?
Well, it is as long as inflation abroad is under control, it helps hold yours down. But it could work the other way. If inflation abroad got out of hand, it would make it harder. But you're right; it's actually helped us recently. Let me get back to the money supply
yeah.
thing you were mentioning. It is true, if too much money is created, it'll be inflationary. But there hasn't been a lot of money created. The Fed's expansion of the balance sheet resulted in more bank reserves being created, but the banking system has been sick and wounded, and it hasn't been utilizing those reserves. It's been holding on to them as precautionary excess reserves. And so the raw material for inflation, which is money, has just not been created in large quantities yet.
So what do you think the Fed will do today?
Well, they've talked too much already, and they've created all these expectations. They will announce that they're going to be easing as appropriate. I hope they keep it that vague. I hope they don't say we're going to pump X number of dollars into the system.
$100 billion right now, and $200 billion in a few weeks or months or whatever.
Yeah, I just rather they say that we're going to watch the situation, and as needed, we may be injecting some additional funds. And
so QE2 could happen without further notice.
Yeah, QE2 should have started already, actually. But let's put QE2 in very in small font, lowercase,
right,
and just call it regular open market operations. I've never seen a situation where the actual word or the label has made so much difference,
and right,
it's caused people to be afraid of something they shouldn't really be afraid of.
Bob, what I want to do when we come back after this break, I want you to talk to us about what all this means to small businesses. The you know, quantitative easing more or less, the economy, what do you think we're looking at now as we move forward? Is the economy going to get better? You think Main Street's going to benefit from the things that have happened? We're going to see what Bob has to say about that right after the next break. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Take our poll question, which is right there on the homepage. All the other things there at smallbusinessadvocate.com, designed just for you to help you, and it's all free.
Too much. I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.